With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump will address the nation tonight on the Iran war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The White House describes the president's primetime speech as an important update on Iran. On Tuesday, Donald Trump said U.S. forces could leave Iran in 2 or 3 weeks and be done with the conflict. The president also lashed out at American allies for not doing more to support the U.S. military's war campaign. He said it's up to other countries, not the United States, to keep the Strait of Hormuz open for oil tankers and other shipping. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he would bomb Iran, quote, back to the Stone Ages if the Islamic Republic does not open up the Strait of Hormuz. The president's remarks in a Truth Social post came a day after he said he was nearly ready to wind down the war once he was sure Iran would not be able to build a nuclear weapon. Stocks trying to build on yesterday's big gains amid renewed hope that the war could soon come to the end, and oil prices also being lower. So the Dow is up right now by 404 points, and the NASDAQ up by 361. The Supreme Court is casting doubt on President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship in a consequential case with the president sitting in. The defense secretary says there will be no punishment for two Army pilots who hovered the helicopters near Kid Rock's home.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Army pilots who hovered their helicopters near Kid Rock's Tennessee home during a training run while Kid Rock clapped and saluted have had their suspensions lifted. Hegseth posted on social media, "No punishment, no investigation, carry on, patriots." A U.S. Army spokesman had said earlier that the crews of the two helicopters from the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade at Fort Campbell were suspended from flying pending an investigation into their actions. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. Some National Hockey League teams are embracing gay pride.
The league officially supports the LGBT agenda, but it leaves participation up to the individual squads. Some of them don't hold a Pride Night event, while others go all in. Amongst the all-in group are the Nashville Predators, who recently celebrated by letting a group of drag queens sing the national anthem and change their logo to the gay pride flag. The Florida Panthers are holding their Pride Night during Holy Week. Michael Harrington reporting.
Spain's Catholic bishops and the Spanish government have taken another step toward compensating victims of sexual abuse by priests who've died or whose possible crimes are too old to be prosecuted. The two sides signed paperwork on Monday allowing the country's ombudsman to have the final say in the church's compensation to such victims. The agreement envisages a one-year window for claims and marks a rare concession by the Catholic hierarchy. This is SRN News. TMZ is turning its celebrity lens to members of Congress, tracking down lawmakers on recess as the Department of Homeland Security still goes unfunded.
Viral videos of senators at airports, Las Vegas, and Disney World have fueled backlash, stepping up pressure for lawmakers to return. That pressure now extends beyond social media, with unions and President Trump all urging Congress back to Washington. But even if lawmakers return, there's no clear path to a deal. A bipartisan Senate agreement collapsed after House Republicans rejected it, leaving lawmakers at an even deeper impasse. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The U.S. Forest Service headquarters will be moving far from its longtime digs here in Washington, being relocated now to Utah as part of a broad overhaul. Federal officials say the change puts agency leaders closer to the lands they manage. The agency notes most national forest land is in the West. More at SRNNews.com.